Bearded Bowman.
Hey, so next up on the docket, we have two ladies from AG Biomedical. Really been hard pressed to get them to sit at the table. It's been a crazy expo just trying to get our timeline synced up, but I'd love to have you guys introduce yourselves. Obviously, introduce AG Medical and just talk a little bit about that, and then we can go in from there.
First of all, thanks for having us. We are from AG Biomedical, and A stands for Indra and G stands for Gabriela. We founded the company around 3 years ago. We both have around 6 years of experience, and then, you know, we came together and we had this idea of having a company based on, like, you know, customer service, turnaround, and, like, providing a better service for, like, hospitals, surgery centers, and, you know, just people in the biomed community in general. And, you know, based on that, I think we're still, you know,
still growing. I mean, it's been only 3 years, but so far it's been good. We work mostly with government hospitals and private hospitals and surgery centers, and we're kind of like the middle person to try to help them out with whatever that they need to repair.
Okay, so you're the middle component that's helping clinicians and medical facilities, you know, deal with, like, vendor management, maybe parts sourcing, data analytics, you know.
Yeah.
You're kind of like the middle ground to help people get what they need.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, our upbringing was definitely interesting, because when we started, I think it was the whole, like, pandemic and COVID that it was just starting.
Right before the pandemic.
There was a lot of demand from hospitals for, like, you know, different, like, equipment, different needs. And I feel like it was pretty a stressful time for everyone. I think from that we learned, like, faster from everything, and we're able to, like, support, you know, a lot of people throughout that, which is great.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a challenge because this is a field where it's dominated pretty much by males. So,
yeah,
it's been tough. But
I mean, I think the majority of jobs within medical are male dominated.
Like STEM.
Right. Obviously, STEM's done a lot for, you know, capturing, getting more females in these medical professions. Obviously, I would love to see more female biomeds within our field. There's only 9 or 10,000 of us total within the entire U.S., and only 12% of those are female. It's staggeringly just, you know, typically, if what females we do have, it's not enough. It's encouraging to see, you know, Danielle, Pamela, you know, take the lead and the helm for, like, Amy, for instance. We have more industry leaders popping up left and right that are female, so that's encouraging to see. And obviously, kudos to you guys for, you know, starting a company, taking that jump and leap of faith, and, you know, doing something that's obviously needed and filling that role as a female. So, awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's definitely good to see, you know, more women in this industry. And I feel like we are moving towards that. Like, every time, like, we come to, like, an expo or we go to a hospital and there's, like, a female tech, and, you know, here we see more women. So it's definitely good to feel that's changing.
Right.
And, you know, it's just getting better. So I feel like as far as it's progressed.
No, even from, like, other companies that they do the same that we do, or they do, like, they provide different service. Like, older girls, they approach us and they were like, I'm proud of you. Like, this is good to see women on the same field. Because we know that it's been challenged, but so far it's been great.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Yeah.
Now, what would you say are some of the key challenges that at least you guys have faced? Personally, or that you have observed from other people's stories, what have you, for the female branching into this kind of field?
Well, most of our customers are in South Florida. So I feel that for me, and I don't think that that's just as a, like, being a woman, the customers that I have up north, of course, like, you can tell that I have a strong accent. It's been hard for me to try to, like, for them to understand me. But I guess that they just got used to, like, the customers that I have, they just got used to my accent. And
no, and of course, like, building that trust, because every time you go to a hospital, every time you present your company, you're competing with, you know, these corporate people.
Yeah.
And then most of them are, you know, males. So it's just building that trust
and people
just, like, showing them that you can do, you know, as good as a job that they can do.
No, and people that they have been in the industry for over 20 years and they see us and they're like, okay, these are like two kids or two youngers, like, trying to play to have a company. But
so yeah, I feel like definitely one of the biggest challenges has just been like, you know, kind of like
encourage
people
to,
what we can offer, right, and just have them trust us. We're always like, you know, try us out, like, you know, see your service. Like, we're pretty customer service oriented. So I feel like now, like, you know, it's been 3 years and now we're way more established. But at the beginning, it was definitely, you know, a little hard to get those references because someone's taking like a bet on you the first time. So it was definitely, you know, challenging first, but now we've established it a little bit more. You know, as far as you get more customers, it's easier, right, you know, too.
I remember that at the beginning when we just started, I was like, just give us a trial. If you're not happy, you don't have to pay for the service. And they were like, okay, even if I'm happy, I'll say that I'm not happy, so I don't have to pay service.
Unfortunately, a lot of senior leaders been around 30, 40, some 50 years.
Yes.
And they are very stagnant. They're not open to change. They're not open to accepting new blood into their whole ecosystem.
Yes.
You know, it leads to prove it or lose it, like y'all had to do. I'm hoping that changes. Obviously, it's even more difficult for you guys being females and starting a company. I can't even imagine just the amount of stress and just everything you had to go through. Seeing a lot of that just for our age range. We're having to prove ourselves more than, you know, I think what our senior leaders had to in the past, just because they've been through it all, they've seen it all, they know what to expect. And unfortunately, a lot of them are on the verge of retiring. There's a vast amount of knowledge that's going to be leaving the ecosystem, BioBed especially. And there's not enough investment into our younger generation of getting them up to speed or just letting them take hold, take the helm to leave their impact. So y'all are doing the right thing, doing it the right way. I see nothing but continued success for y'all, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you. No, it's been good, and this is our first time in like a show like this one.
Yeah. I'm glad I could have y'all on.
Yeah.
Now, if people want to enlist your services, where should they go and who should they contact?
Okay, so you can go to adbiomedical.com. That's our website, and then everything, all of our services are listed there. And then, you know, our phone number, email address, everything's there. You can send us an email, give us a call, and then we'll make sure we accommodate everyone.
Yeah, and the email, really, like, it's pretty easy, service@agbiomedical.com or sales@agbiomedical.com.
Okay.
So we keep it simple.
Simple is the best kind of elegance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Y'all got the brand, you got the customer service,
yes,
you got the skills. It's just, people just need to know about you. I'm hoping if you're listening or watching that you reach out to them, especially if you're in the Florida area, because they're going to do great things for you and your facility or whatever company you might be representing. So again, thank you ladies
thank
for being
you.
Here.
Thank
I appreciate you.
Thank you for having us.
And wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Hey, so next up at the Bearded Biomed booth, we have a longtime friend of the show, Mayra. And of course, she's got a lot of things to share with us. If you don't know her yet, she is the Biomed girl. Myra, hello. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. And you?
Doing well. So if you wouldn't mind, just for the people that don't know you, because I mean, you're pretty famous at this point, you know, give us a little bit of your background, what you're doing these days. Floor's yours.
Okay, so hi, everybody. My name is Myra. I'm also known as the Biomed girl. I've been a Biomed for about 6 years. I work in a hospital. So the necessity that we had of bringing new people in the field, and also the few women that we have in the field. So that's how I started my YouTube channel. So on my YouTube channel, I try to make videos and stuff to show people out there what biomeds do, and also like how a female can also engineer. So, yeah.
Oh, that's good. We need more representation for the female biomed in the field. And I'm glad that you have taken up that helm to put more presence, let people know that the female biomed is a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
And hopefully, as the years go forward, we get more women interested in the field. We absolutely do not have enough to measure the percentage of women to be in the field. When you consider average demographic is old white guy, and that's been the majority of the field. I think 78% of the field is male and only 10 to 12% is female. That's a starkly different comparison between genders.
Well, lately we've seen that, yes, more women are coming in the field, you know, compared to years ago, but still we need to increase that number. And it's not because we the women want to take over, no. Just like anywhere, you need a balance. You need male and female.
Different perspectives.
Aspects. Yes.
Exactly. I've met several female technicians that are just vastly more knowledgeable than I am. Just on that aspect of the female perspective, I mean, y'all just will notice things, especially for a troubleshooting perspective. It's integral.
We are like detail oriented.
Yes. And that's a good thing to have as a biomed is detail orientation.
Yes. So I'm not the only female in my shop. There is another woman there as well. And she is, I mean, I'm detail oriented, but she's like even more. She's very like pays attention to every single thing. And on top of that, she's like super organized.
Right.
So I love that because she keeps the shop clean and guys don't. That's what I'm saying, like that female touch in the shop, it's good to have it.
Right. And you're actually an in-house technician, correct?
Yes, I am. Oh, I have a hospital down in South Florida.
Okay. Yes. Oh, so you're based out of Florida?
Yes.
Okay. Well, awesome.
Sunshine State.
What question I would like to ask is, as a female in the biomed field, what are some challenges or things that you have seen that we should be cognizant of? Like, what are some issues in the field that, from your perspective, kind of stick out to you?
As a female, we encounter quite a few challenges. Especially what happened to me is that when I started this, they were not used to see a woman in that department. So when they saw me, they're like, "Who are you? And do you even know how to grab a drill?"
Or you know, think you're a nurse or something.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah. And they doubt what we can do. They're like, does not look to be for you or for any woman. But, you know, with the time they learn that I can help them and I can do a good job for them. And actually these days, I feel like those departments love me. And because I'm also not just like, I work on the equipment and I make sure their equipment is up and running, but I also take care of my customers.
Right.
And that's when I put my female touch, you know, treat people right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there is still a stigmatism out there that female technicians can't work with tools. They can't do this and that. And, you know, technicians like yourself prove them wrong every day. It's just a matter of changing that perspective. And I think once the general population understands that y'all bring just as much, if not more, to the table, then hopefully that stigma goes away.
I'm working for that. I want that to change.
So, I mean, we talk offline biomed all the time, and you're one of the more motivated people that I've ever came across. You're always going, you're part of the Florida Biomed Society. You just recently got your CBET, right?
No.
Not too long ago?
Three years ago.
3 years ago? Okay.
Yeah, I got it in... So, like you were saying, I'm part of the Florida Biomedical Society. They were offering some kind of incentives for you to get certified. And on top of that, I also had my company supporting that. So I was like, you know, let me just go get my test. I failed it the first time.
It's normal.
Yeah. somebody was saying that the first time people take that test, like 50% of them fail in, and then after that, the second time, like the passing rate is like 80% or 70%, something like that. So yeah, no, I took it the first time and I failed it. Sad, but at the same time, I knew I needed more time to study.
It's the questions. You don't really know what to expect until you see them. You're like, okay, that's how it's going to be.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll be taking my CHTM in May. Nice. But I know you're also pursuing your degrees as well, which is one thing I'm always stressing on the podcast, as you know, as a listener, is we need to do a better job at continuing education as biomeds in the field. The demographic that Amy put out there, that not enough people percentage wise are going after getting their degrees, getting their certifications. Yeah. Once they land a job, it's like, do you want to progress in the field? Do you want to showcase that you're invested in your career? I recognize that in you, that you see that and you're going after it. I'm not stopping. Like I said, I'll start my master's here soon. I'll get my certification. I'm sure you're going after yours too.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, if she's doing it, the rest of y'all need to do it too. She's only been in the field 6 years and she recognizes she needs to get it all.
Yeah.
So get after it.
Working for that. You know, and education is all, you learn so much. I mean, it's different to be at work, because at work, actually, whatever basis you got from school, you're going to implement them at work. But right. still, you're going to learn a lot of stuff at work. So, but it's good to have those bases.
I appreciate that you recognize that. And I wish you all the success in getting everything.
Likewise.
You're going to be successful.
Thank you.
Guess that's all I have for you today, unless there's Perfect. Anything else you wanted to cover.
Once again, I have my YouTube channel out there, Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah, and you have some funny videos on TikTok.
Well, the thing with TikTok is not that I like videos or I'm an influencer or not, but that's the way that's the best way to get to the young people.
Yeah. No, I'm on TikTok too. I'm going to try to do more of that. I think now that you bring that up, the social media aspect of our generation and getting younger people interested in the field, I think that's a good start to getting people interested. Obviously, Amy's doing everything they can to drum up, interest through
really
apprenticeship
job.
Program. There's a lot of programs out there for reaching like the young kids, high school. You got to go where they're at.
Yes.
So TikTok. Yeah. I mean, I draw the line at Snapchat. I'm too old for that. Not going to do it.
Wait, no. I think TikTok is worse than Snapchat when it comes to that.
I do like that. We got a small little HTM biomed community starting to build on TikTok. So if you are on there, start looking up HTM, Bearded Biomed, Biomed Girl, BMET, and you'll be surprised. There's several biomeds on TikTok. So we're slowly building that ecosystem, and it's going to
awesome.
Be cool to see that grow. But obviously, Justin has YouTube. I'm taking the podcast space. You're filling those roles. It's kind of cool just to see the whole biomed social media trend starting to go upward.
That's awesome.
Between you and myself, we're going to get some young kids interested in the field.
And Justin.
Yes, and Justin as well, obviously.
Yes.
I appreciate you being
Thank
on
you.
Here. Mare is a longtime listener and friend of the show, and I wish her nothing but success. And if you don't know her, get to know her because she's doing great things.
You too. I love your podcast, and I always tell you it's fun, and I relate a lot with it. And thank you for doing that for the community.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for having me here as well.
All right, everybody. So as you know, Bearded Biomed has been at the MD Expo the past 2 days, and we are closing down the expo, and I could not close it down without having some of the three most integral people to bring the Bearded Biomed to the MD Expo. Jamie Christen, and of course, John Krieg himself. I appreciate all three of you being here. And of course, I just wanted to first off say thank you. Bottom of my heart, really, this has been a big thing for me. And just to get exposure of the show, could not be more thankful. Thank you very much. The expo was incredible. It really exceeded my expectations. It was big. It was grand. It was the 20th anniversary. And from my understanding, y'all brought it back here to Atlanta, where it all began. I just want to start off with whoever wants to speak first, just give your impressions of what the show's meant for you guys, what the journey has been like. Have at it.
Wow, okay. Well, thank you. It's been great having you here. I don't believe we've ever done a live podcast at an MD Expo, and I've been at quite a few of them, so I would know if we had. This one, I think, has been really special. We did kick off the MD Expo, our inaugural event, back in 2002. It wasn't actually, little known fact, here in Atlanta. It was in Callaway Gardens. And then we held it in Atlanta from 2003 up until 2007. But what was so great about this event is just to see those faces that were back with us in the early 2000s here at the show again. They haven't had a chance or an opportunity to travel once we went on the road, but they came back to support us, and I think they came out in droves. We had all of the major healthcare systems around Atlanta represented here: WellStar, Children's Healthcare, Emory, Piedmont, Erlanger, all of them have been here and networking with our vendors who really are the ones that make all of it possible.
It's been great having you here. You are a refreshing inspiration for our industry, raising the biomed awareness and exposure. So thank you for being here as well. We have a simple mantra, if you will, that we just treat biomeds like kings and queens. We roll out the red carpet. This show is for them, by them, about them. The education, the networking, we do things a little bit differently. We like to have fun. We like to provide networking opportunities, entertainment, even simple things like food and the bars. And that's what makes us special. And the biomeds say, nobody treats us this well. That is really what our goal is. For me personally, when we have a timeline over there, a historical photo collage of MD Expo from the last 20 years, and to go through that timeline, from then to now, it's still the same foundation, if you will. but it's just amazing to see the growth of the industry and what we've been able to provide them. And it's just it's very satisfying and gratifying to see where we've gone and where we came from.
I'll speak to one of the things that I like best about this MD Expo, and I think it's really cool that it happens on our 20th anniversary, that we can kind of take a step back and see where we're going in the next 20 years and beyond. We've celebrated a lot of the tradition at this show, but we're also looking forward to the future. Like Kristen said, we're sitting together at the end of an MD Expo and we're doing a live podcast. We've never had that opportunity. That's a new medium where we can bring the industry together. We also had a well-attended YP, Young Professional, event last night in the lobby, and that's bringing 60 young professionals under the age of 40 together. And I think that's really critical for this industry because it is that next generation that we're helping to train and grow, and watch them, maybe in 20 years they're sitting around a table talking about everything that they've done and what they've achieved. So I think that's probably my favorite aspect of this show.
From the setup to going to all the different booths, the education, the keynote speeches, the networking, the get together afterwards. Both nights I've been here have just been a blast. I've really enjoyed the YP get together afterwards too. The much needed scotch drink after a long day of recording. I look forward to looking back on it and just kind of taking it all in and, you know, just seeing really, hopefully, that this is where the Bearded Biomed podcast really took off. And y'all played an integral part in that. I mean, thinking back to the MedWrench blog, the article Shifting Gears that just posted this month, the opportunity to be here and speak with my colleagues and outreach and work on. What I love about it, too, is I've came across so many interesting individuals here that I hadn't known prior that are doing some really impressive things for the field that I want to showcase that they might not, you know, have that awareness within our field. And if I can play my part in that and just kind of give them a little bit of upreach, give them their praise, they deserve after all the hard work they've put forth. I mean, that's really what MD Expo exemplifies. It's giving a pedestal to these really integral pieces of the biomed field. And I think that's y'all have represented very well. I'm looking forward to come to many, many more in the future. Again, I thank you very much. I'm looking forward to the panel here soon, too.
Yeah,
it's going to be awesome.
Right. That's a good opportunity. You're going to be one of our panelists on our last education session for the MD Expo. It's going to be a general panel discussion. It's you, and we're going to have Chris Nowak. We also have Bryant Hawkins, who's doing a podcast working for Crothall, and Dustin Zimmerman from Avanti is going to sit in as well. Chris Nowak's going to serve as our moderator. We certainly do miss Justin, but we understand his absence today. But he, too, is a key figure for this industry.
Justin, you are sorely missed. Everybody is sad you're not here. I was looking forward to meeting you myself, but there'll be many more opportunities for us to get together. And, it's going to be a fantastic panel. By the time you listen to this, hopefully you've watched it. If not, I'm pretty sure it'll be recorded for everybody to enjoy. I guess if we want to end this off, what is something that people need to be aware of that's coming their way for Tech Nation MD Publishing? What's something you want to put out in the waves that you're doing needs to be paid attention to?
Well, I guess I'd like to circle back around on one other item. I think coming off of 2 years of a pandemic where we were all alone and rather isolated, I think this is once again a representation of how important it is to come together in person. What you can accomplish here in 2 days, the networking, whether it's on the show floor or waiting for an elevator, getting your cup of coffee in the morning, the lobby bar at night, you can make connections at an event like this or any of the ones held throughout the country and throughout the industry that go far and beyond what can possibly happen on a screen. And there is a value to that because not everybody has the flexibility to come and leave their homes or travel. But we've heard it time and time again as people register and check in with us. It's great to see you. It's great to be here in person. And we want to continue to offer that for the industry.
Right.
I mean, we're very excited. It will have been 2.5 years in the making when we finally get to Southern California this October for our fall event. We plan on being in Temecula at the Pechanga Resort and Casino October 11th through the 13th. It's going to be a rather large conference for us because we haven't been to California for the MD Expo. It'll have, gosh, been probably about 4 years. We had planned to be there in April of 2020, and then, of course, the whole world shut down. But we're excited to be back there. There's going to be great attendance. People are raring to get back to it, and a packed exhibit hall, I'm sure.
I have to laugh when we're doing a podcast now, and 20 years ago, we were still wearing beepers.
Speak for yourself. See,
well, I think it's also funny that the three of us were not invited to the Young Professionals event because we don't qualify. So I think that's also funny. But, you know, the one thing that hasn't changed, I do want to bring this up, is we like to opt for the opportunity for everyone in the department to come to our shows. That's why it's free of charge. Any hospital employee, student, or government worker can attend for free, no questions asked. And that allows everyone in the department, from the manager down to the Biomed One Tech, to be able to come to this and have a class that fits their needs, to see all the vendors and expose them. Because a lot of those guys are new, they're young, they've never seen what's out in the Biomed world, if you will. So to be able to experience this and talk to the vendors and all different walks of life, spectrum of vendors from imaging to biomed to parts to service to new to pre-owned. It's really interesting.
Y'all have given a whole new world, especially to the newer technician. I mean, I've came across vendors that are going to make my job easier as a biomed that I didn't know existed. They're providing services or materials and different things that will just make it easier for obviously my customers. And I mean, at the end of the day, the goal of the biomed is to optimize and be as efficient as possible for patient safety, patient care. So having that ability with the networking and everything else, and then y'all providing a platform for someone that's not so integral into the field yet to meet, understand what the field is about, and just kind of collectively embrace biomed. So that's a big thing from everybody. I'm pretty sure everybody feels the same. Thank you very much. I've enjoyed the show, and I look forward, like I said, to being to many others. Thank you guys again. If anybody wants to experience something completely just off the charts, biomed friendly, biomed worldly, come to the MD Expo. That's really the best way I can say it.
Yeah, I was really excited to hear there were 60 people at the YP event. What we've come across in the past is that those of the younger generation, whether it's an introverted nature or don't feel the value in going to a conference or feel that they can learn what they need to learn remotely or online, it's not as scary as you think it is. Everybody here is going to welcome you with open arms. They want to help share their wealth and knowledge. They want to connect you with people that are going to help you do your job better, more efficiently, help you grow in the industry. So it may seem a little scary to sign up and you don't know the hotel and you don't know where to park and you don't know who's going to be there that you're going to know, but just come and you're going to be welcomed with open arms to this biomed family.
We're biomeds. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all I got for you guys today. Again, I appreciate you being here. Jamie, Kristen, John, again, it's been a pleasure. I look forward to doing many more things with you guys in the future. Of course, I am your host, the Bearded Biomed, and may the beard be with you.
Bearded Biomed.